Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live, the extra live edition. Normally we're live on Saturday nights on this show, but we're super live because we're here at the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Hotel. Been enjoying the entire weekend. We started it on Thursday night. We're also live on Friday night. We had a whole bunch of guests in here talking about what they were discussing in their panel discussions and speeches over this weekend. Been so many big names here at this event. It's been absolutely great. I don't know. I haven't seen Glenn Jacobs. Maybe they're still is it still going on, the closing speech or the keynote speech? Okay, that's probably where he's at. Hopefully we'll be able to pull Glenn in here before the evening is out, because this is our final hour live from the Liberty Forum this year. 2009 Liberty Forum has been I would say, incredible success, and our former co-host and now co-host for tonight, Johnson, is sitting here for who knows how long, but welcome back to the program, sir.
Which is great to be back on the air finally for so long.
Indeed. Always good to have you here. You arrived, was it last
Friday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you've actually been here selling the Free Talk Live, the very difficult to find these days, Free Talk Live swag.
And tomorrow is going to be the last opportunity for anyone to get that merchandise.
Ever?
No, not ever.
For some time. So for an indefinite period of time. You are not sure when the Free Talk Live store will be reopened.
Yeah, but it's just the difficulty of shipping the merchandise since I'm not warehousing it.
Personally. Get real close on that mic for me.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to have you sit in here for a little while as we take some of these calls. People have been waiting patiently to talk to us here and talk about whatever they want. That is the point of the show. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 and talk about anything. So let's talk to Serb in Utah. Serb, you're on Free Talk Live. Sir?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm sorry that you didn't bring me in when Officer Jarvis was on. I was kind of wanted to ask him a question, which would be, what do you guys think the effect of marijuana legalization will be on the other parts of the drug market that are still black market?
What would the effect of marijuana legalization be on the rest of the black market?
Yeah, like people like use heroin and other.
Well, it's going to take a lot of profit out of their hands. I mean, it's certainly going to reduce the amount of money that the black marketeers can make. But, I mean, the heroin and cocaine businesses are still going to go strong.
And the government won't be. The government won't make as much money. Hold on just a second. The government won't make as much money because half of all the arrests, for illegal drugs are marijuana, and I believe more than half of them are simple possession. So they get a lot of money just from finding those people in probation and all that other stuff that goes into it. So the government wouldn't make as much money on the war on drugs. So that could either A, result in them scaling back the war on drugs, or B, them just taxing the crap out of the rest of us in order to go after the few crack heads and heroin users out there.
If I had to venture a guess, I'd say there'd be a very short-term lull in business for them, and then it would just be back to normal very quickly.
Yeah,
your thoughts, sir?
My thoughts are because of the success in the drug war against marijuana, it's actually driven people to try other drugs like heroin and cocaine and other things because, if you can't get your drug of choice, maybe you'll try something different if it's available, if you're experimental.
I agree. As a matter of fact, salesmen, that's just the sort of the supply-driven aspect of it. These drug dealers are salesmen, and they have the one product, marijuana, to sell, but there's other higher-profit products out there that they can sell, so there's no reason they wouldn't introduce those, too. So the legalization...
And much more addictive,
yeah,
too.
The legalization of marijuana would result in fewer people on those drugs.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that, sir. There's no doubt that if the drug dealers were not the location that people were buying marijuana, they wouldn't have the opportunity, they wouldn't have here, why don't you try this cocaine, we'll give you your first hit free or whatever, or your first bump. Certainly that does lead to some people trying other drugs, there's no doubt.
I mean, I'd love to see marijuana legalized personally, not that I'm a user, but I do have a concern that when it is legalized, because I do think that's going to happen, is that they're still going to have a large operating budget, and they're going to make life more of a living hell than it already is for people who use harder drugs, because
Yeah, they may just keep the same operating budget. I mean, Mark, you made the point that they get less on the back end from the users that they're arresting and fining, and that's true. But there's no reason why they wouldn't take all $17 billion or whatever the current drug war totals are at the federal level.
Government funding doesn't work like business funding. So.
Right. So now they have less drug users to arrest, so they'll just take that money, or fewer drug users to arrest, so they'll just take that same amount of money and enforce the drug laws as strictly as they can. Hey, sir, thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark is listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Johnson. Mark, WSC, going once. Mark, WSC land, going twice. Let's try instead Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Frank in New York. Hello there.
Good evening. Yes, I just wanted to remind everyone that if we look back at the war on drugs over the last 30, 40 years, you'll notice that a big player in the drug business were the police departments. In Washington, D.C., you had police officers in the inner city selling drugs, protecting drug dealers, getting their kickbacks, and you also had, the mayor twice elected, arrested for cocaine abuse, Marion Barry, and things. And in New York, if you look at New York in the 1970s, you had, the police department involved in the distribution of drugs, protecting drugs, getting kickbacks for the pension funds of the police officers through the drug dealers. And, you had novels and movies that were made about stuff like that. Just think of The French Connection and some of the other films and works of art. So in a way, it's always been an illusion. And sadly, the people that pay the highest price are the victims that, or attacked or robbed to feed the junkies' habits. And certain dealers will be taken off the street, and others will replace them. For every one dealer that's off the street, there are 100 ready to go. They want the opportunity to get into the business. And we have to realize, too, that even our military and the highest levels of government have been involved in the drug trade. You'll remember General Secord, who came to light in the Iran-Contra scandal, was involved in Vietnam in 1968 through the 70s, flying out heroin from Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and the stuff was in body bags with dead soldiers.
I actually just saw a movie about that. Hey, by the way, Frank, I got to thank you for the call. We're having some phone troubles there. But I just saw a movie about that story. It was American Gangster, Ridley Scott's movie from a couple of years ago. And it was claimed to be based on a true story. And in that film, it was in the late 60s, this drug dealer in New York. He decided he wanted to jump over the heads of the suppliers, and he took a trip out to Vietnam and hooked up directly with the producers of the heroin and started bringing it back in and undercutting the competition in New York City. And it was an amazing story.
That's excellent to hear about, because I've got that movie coming very shortly.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't think it was as good as Blow. I really liked Blow. It was more of a fun movie.
Right.
But this was definitely a good film.
It's an interesting point that he says about the cops doing the dealing. To sort of combine Frank's point and the caller previous, I think there would be sort of an interesting effect if pot were made legal, that you would get sort of the police now pushing these dirtier, more addictive drugs as far as a public opinion goes of the police force, mm-hmm. which would be sort of interesting. I think there would be some sort of an effect there as far as to how people are viewing the cops that are doing these deals.
Yeah, these are not heroes.
Right.
They want you to believe they're heroic, but there's so much police corruption out there. I don't think people really understand it.
That might have an effect in sort of revealing more of that corruption. If pot were to go away, people wouldn't see that as innocent as they may see it now.
As innocent as like slinging heroin or something like that.
Right. I don't think that the average Joe is going to excuse. I think people now will excuse a cop dealing pot, and they're not going to excuse necessarily as readily a cop dealing heroin.
No doubt about that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There's a lot going on here still. I mean, it's Saturday night. It's the last night. But there's an entire day full of activities happening tomorrow, starting bright and early at 9 a.m. They're going to have something new happening at 9 a.m. at the Liberty Forum. And it's going to be the Liberty Open Mic Session. So if you get up bright and early, they're going to have an open microphone in one of the parlor A here. So anybody will be able to go up and say whatever they want. So I guess it'll be kind of like
karaoke, Mark. Karaoke?
Yeah.
Theoretically, just sing a little.
I guess it'll be kind of like Free Talk Live, except without the hosts and the radio stations. So it should be a good time, and there's a lot more to talk about that's happening coming up tomorrow. Lots of people are starting to filter out from the keynote speech. Richard Heller is in the house tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to find Glenn Jacobs from the WWE and bring him over here and continue with more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the best Liberty Forum of them all. People just keep coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a brilliant concept created designed to bring as many liberty-loving individuals here to the great state of New Hampshire to get them active for liberty so we can hopefully actually achieve more freedom in our lifetimes, and it's coming. The voluntary society is on its way. Of course, in between here and there, we might actually get a smaller government to actually come about. And we're going to talk to Dennis Goddard here in a moment about actually making that happen. And so there's just a lot to do up here in New Hampshire. There are a lot of great opportunities for activism, both inside the system and outside the system. And this weekend is kind of a showcase of that. This weekend is an opportunity to meet the activists, meet a lot of the voices that you hear on Free Talk Live, a lot of the people that are calling in and participating in the show, not just from inside New Hampshire, but people who call the show from all over the place. I mean, I was commenting to Mark earlier that it's kind of turning into a Free Talk Live listeners convention. There are so many Free Talk Live listeners here. It's really, listen to this. I mean, it's amazing. So we're having a lot of fun here at the Liberty Forum. There have been a lot of great speeches and panel discussions, and there's still more to come. In fact, let me just highlight quickly here, because you can still show up if you're in the New England area and you can come to Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel tomorrow. There's a lot happening tomorrow. They expanded the schedule on Sunday. It used to end at 12 o'clock. Now it's going to end at 4. Wrapping things up in the afternoon, Stefan Molyneux will be speaking. And he is just an amazing guy. Came all the way here from Canada this weekend. And, of course, you may know him from Freedom Main Radio. He is just a great personality. Great thinker as well. Great philosopher. He's going to be wrapping things up. And he's a voluntarist as well, which is really pleasing to me, because it's nice to see the Liberty Forum schedule expand out to include more voluntarist speakers. And I think it's done a lot to diversify, if you will, the viewpoints that you can hear at the Liberty Forum. Then there's a lot going on during the day as well. Will Buchanan, we had him on earlier. He walked across the country to get here to New Hampshire. He walked from Oregon to New Hampshire. It took him the vast majority of 2008. He's going to be talking about his experiences. That's going to be a lot of fun. Dick Heller apparently has his own session. He's actually just wrapping up his speech right now as a keynote speaker, but he's going to have his own session tomorrow. Pete Eyre from Bureaucrash will be speaking, and that's actually kind of disappointing to me because I like Pete. But because he's speaking across from my panel discussion. We have a media in New Hampshire panel discussion talking about, I presume, the experiences of those of us who are in the media, who are creating our own media here in New Hampshire, and having a panel discussion about that. So we're competing, Dennis, with Pete Eyre. Dennis Goddard is with us here from another television show here in New Hampshire, which is New Hampshire Capital Access. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. You know, I just ran into Pete, and he told me that he had some huge announcement he was going to make.
During his session?
I have no idea what it was going to be, but I don't know. Maybe no one will be at the Free Talk Live session. I have no idea. I see the huge announcement. And I was just listening to Dick Heller. Oh, my God. I had no idea. This dude put everything on the line for that gun rights thing. Everything.
Which was a Supreme Court case that happened in 2008. Some people might have heard of it. Essentially, it turned out that the individual does have a right to bear arms. Wasn't that the result of the case? Except the government can actually regulate the individual's right to bear arms, which means you don't actually have a right. It was a mess.
That's just one of those many cases where I love the New Hampshire Constitution, not what I call the crummy federal one. Mm-hmm. Our Article 2A says, quote, something that makes it really clear that's your personal right. Like all persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their family, their property, and the state.
So Dick Heller was speaking tonight. What are some of the highlights, Dennis? I mean, you were really blown away by it. Anything you want to share with us?
No, it's just all really great, and you ought to get out here and see it.
Yeah, well, Dick Heller is a Free State Project member.
Yeah.
And so this guy, who is this, firebrand activist in D.C., has basically said, okay, I'm out of here. I'm coming to New Hampshire. I don't know when he's coming to New Hampshire, but eventually he will be here. Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, also a Free State Project member. So lots of big-name people in the Liberty Movement have joined the Free State Project and are going to be moving sooner or later. And the more people we get here, the better. The more people can get active in a variety of different ways. Now, Dennis, you're involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You're one of the founding members of that, I do believe.
No. I'm a Johnny Come Lately. I came and saw what was going on in the state, and I like to call myself an anarcho-capitalist. That's because I'm an anarchist and a capitalist. And I wanted to see, what's the most effective thing, what's working. And to me, I saw what the Liberty Alliance was doing. I said, I want to get on that train. These people are making it happen.
One of the people that you work with there is Representative Dan Itza, who has gotten a bit of news coverage internationally recently because he was the creator, the sponsor of a recent bill that unfortunately died in the New Hampshire State House, but it was essentially going to draw a line in the sand to say to the federal government, hey, we've had about enough of your tyranny. If you take one more step, we're going to nullify this agreement. So this guy's a pretty radical dude for a state representative. I mean, he's not a pure libertarian in any sense of the word, but
I'm working on him.
That's good. I mean, he's got a good influence in you because you're close to him and you talk to him a lot. So hanging out with free staters is inevitably going to be a good influence on this guy. But nonetheless, he's not completely a libertarian, but he's darn close. He's pretty principled individual from what I can tell. He's going to be here tomorrow giving a panel discussion, or rather a discussion as well. So there are a lot of reasons to come here to the Liberty Forum, even for the last day.
You know, that you mentioned that bill that died. You know, that died with a margin of 35 people had to vote the other way, and it would have gone our way. Now, there was a crowd of, I would guesstimate, 350 people.
Yeah.
Say 350 people that were just so intense about this. They showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they did it. They came out and said, yay, we love this thing. If a third of those people took it out of their time to run for state rep, which in New Hampshire you can do with, you know, it's not
easy.
That crazy. You know, you don't have to make a full-time job out of it because it's not a full-time job. And then if a third of those that ran got elected, which is pretty reasonable, it's not just this bill, but virtually every other bill coming down the pike, we would have no worry about some horrible status thing happening because we'd have a libertarian veto, effectively, and we'd be on the offensive. That's what I want to see. I want to see bill after bill after bill, sound money, FIDA, this, that, the other thing, boom, boom, boom. I want to see the status going, you know, it's so hard defending ourselves
it's
against all this crazy stuff.
Right, we can't take it anymore. Let's get out of here. Go back to Massachusetts. So you guys are working toward that, and more people are getting involved. You already have at least 100 volunteers in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and as more people arrive here, you will be able to do even more of these things. And as far as winning offices is concerned, you've had some success. I mean, there are
Absolutely.
Already four, is it? I believe four representatives that are Free State Project members.
Well, there's a difference between members and early movers. My understanding is that there's five early movers and six Free State Project members. And then other
friends of the Free
and then there's
Project.
Friends of the Free State Project. It gets real blurry when you get here and you're actually working the thing. And you know, like, some of these state reps, they don't know if they actually went to the Free State Project website. I'm sure they would if I said, "Hey, can you do this right now?" They'd have no problem doing it. So it's not where they're Free State Project members. It's the fact that we have a libertarian caucus, a liberty caucus. In this state.
Who else has that? How many other states have such a thing?
You're lucky if you have one crazy libertarian that got elected dog catcher
yeah.
in your state.
Absolutely. Anybody that's been involved in libertarian politics knows this to be the case. They know that it's virtually hopeless out there. That you're so deluded, you are looked at as a crazy loon if you talk about freedom. And here we've gathered the crazy loons together, and they are actually making things happen. And, Dennis, it's always great having you on the show.
I do want to point out one thing
yes.
that happened. You know, with any time you go to the state house, be respectful even if you lose, because when you're not respectful, it really hurts the people who are there still fighting the next day.
Thanks, dude. Always appreciate your time. 800-259-9231 is the number here. We'll try to sneak your calls in these remaining moments. Plus, I saw Glenn Jacobs moseying around here. He might you might know him as Kane from the WWE, and you probably recognize his voice. We'll talk to him here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Tax season is upon us, and a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now.
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is our live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything, as always, by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have been having special guests in and out all throughout the last few days as we've been broadcasting from the Liberty Forum. One man who we have not yet had a chance to get on and are always glad to have speaking with us is Glenn Jacobs. You might know him popularly as WWE's Kane. He is a World Wrestling Entertainment superstar, I believe. Kane or Glenn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ian, what's up?
Always.
We have a live studio audience, too. I'm rather nervous, actually.
We do.
Pretty cool.
So, hey, are you still the World Wrestling Champion? Didn't you win the title this last year?
Yeah, but sort of, yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
You already lost it already?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
Comes and goes. Yeah, it was great. It was really easy match. I mean, I don't watch generally, but I heard you won, and I said, I've got to see this happen.
Yeah,
and you basically, what was it? You like walked in the ring and walked out.
Yeah, like 8 seconds. Yeah.
So I think you set a record for like the fastest match in World Wrestling history.
Yeah, luckily I don't get paid by the hour.
But we're not here to talk about wrestling. We're here to talk about freedom. That's why you're here this weekend at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Not only are you a Free State Project member, you also, you've already bought a house here in New Hampshire. You're kind of living up here at least part of the year on a vacation basis. And you were here at last year's New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We had the chance to interview you then. But last year, you weren't a speaker. And I was hoping to eventually see you become a speaker. And this year, they did give you that opportunity. What were some of the things that you were talking about yesterday that maybe give us, you know, a brief version for our listeners that couldn't make it out?
Yeah, I was talking about how people's worldview becomes so ingrained in them. And that's what really we're fighting against is people have been indoctrinated ever since they were children in government schools to think a certain way, the statist way. And most people have never been actually exposed to liberty in any fashion. And also I tried to throw in some Austrian economics and explain why the libertarian paradigm and the Austrian economic paradigm is a much better reflection of the way that the world really works than the statist paradigm that we're all taught through school.
I have to say that your speech was, I think, less than an hour, but I probably got more information packed into that time period about economics in that one speech than I think I've ever really gotten in my life. It was
Thank you very much. It was really informative,
I have to say. So great speech, and hopefully they're going to have you back to do something else next year. Maybe they'll let you keynote the next year.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Actually, Dick Heller's in there right now, and they're
Is he still going on?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've got to split and get back in there. So.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine.
Let's wrap this up, buddy.
You can zip on out of here anytime you want.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Glenn, it's always good having you, dude. And keep up the great work. Glenn Jacobs, he is a tremendously large individual, but also a tremendously large intellect. The guy is brilliant. And, I mean, Johnson, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Glenn very much. Johnson with us here on Mike 2.
I'm wondering, you know, a lot of the talk that he has is very cerebral. I was going to ask a question, but he had to run out the door. But I'm just wondering if that, as far as an approach, it sounds like an interesting way to approach people to discuss freedom is to start with that economic policy and to start with that as a way to really sort of explain, here's why this isn't working. I mean, it's something that's so very straightforward to almost offer proof, like, here you go.
Right, and it's kind of funny coming from somebody like Glenn. I mean, he's in case you don't know, how would you describe this guy?
Huge.
He's the biggest man I've ever encountered. I mean, he's a monster, and he, if you watch him on television, he plays this role in the wrestling federation. But he's nothing like his personality in wrestling. He's really just a sweet guy, just a really nice guy, and he's a brilliant communicator. So you kind of see this hulking mass, this gorilla of a man getting up to give a speech, and then he's eloquently speaking about economics, and it's like, hello, wow.
Yeah, the character that he plays is sort of the opposite of a communicator.
Right, you expect him to be smashing beer cans on his head or something like that, but in fact, he's really probably one of the most brilliant men in the room. Glenn Jacobs, he's an amazing asset to this movement, and of course, he's not the only wrestler. Glenn will tell you that he was actually introduced to Free Talk Live by another one of the wrestlers, Val Venus, and Sean Morley is his real name. And then yesterday we had Michael Manna here, who is a former WWE superstar. He's still doing wrestling, but for a different organization. So like, there's this little club of wrestlers, pro wrestlers that is really into liberty, and I think that's so cool because that's going to be an inroad for a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't necessarily find this movement. They're gonna be Googling Glenn Jacobs or something like that, or they're going to be on his Wikipedia article, and they're going to find out this guy believes in free markets.
It's making me feel bad because, you know, Torgo, another former co-host from a long time ago, he got me into wrestling for a while, and I watched, and now, like you, I haven't been watching, and I feel like I need to catch up. Because I was invited to a show that's in Connecticut, and so now I feel like I need to at least be somewhat versed and know what's going on.
Oh, did Michael invite you to a show? Yep. That's pretty cool.
So yeah, it's just really interesting, and you know that form of entertainment is, I think a lot of people put like a stigma on it, but it really is. If you watch it, it's like a soap opera. It's really entertaining. It's,
yeah, soap opera. They've called it a soap opera for males.
Right.
It's certainly fun entertainment. There's no doubt about that. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. It's not too late for you to get on the air with us here and talk about whatever's interesting to you. Also, I want to tell you about our friends at SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can check out their banner right there at the top of freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. Now, unfortunately, Jason Osborne, the proprietor of SACL CAI, was not able to come out this weekend because of an unfortunate disagreement with the hotel from last time, which they were not able to rectify. However, Jason will be coming out to the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival and will be bringing back the fun tent. So for those of you listening that are hearing all of the fun we're having here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it is a good time, it's a damn good time. You're out there listening to this, you're hearing these great speakers, you're hearing the crowd in the background, you're hearing us talk about the fun and the after-hours parties and the socializing and the networking, the dinners and all the great fun that happens here, and you're saying, oh, darn it, I can't make it out to Sunday, I can't get up there in time for it. You can always come next year. There's going to be another Liberty Forum next year. It's likely going to be even bigger and better. People, again, just keep getting to know one another and building relationships. And it's really fun. But there's also Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is it's essentially a week-long event. It really culminates in a weekend, but it's a week-long weekend event. Happens in the woods in New Hampshire. So maybe the convention atmosphere isn't quite for you. Maybe, you know, suit and tie, which, by the way, this is not a suit and tie event. I mean, you can look around and Mark, I think, is the only one in a suit here in this room. So it's still a casual convention.
Maybe if they're just not yet ready for the New Hampshire winter either.
That's true. Although I have to say, today was a beautiful day. It was 60 degrees out today in the middle of winter in New Hampshire. So last year it was in February and it was a lot colder then. So I think it was good to move it to early March. It was very, very nice. Nice weather this weekend. But certainly summer times in New Hampshire are beautiful. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer. It's going to be at a different location this time around. It's going to be at the original location that it started at. They moved it from the original location to try a different one out, which was more centrally located. And last year we had some trouble because the one that was centrally located ended up being run actually by the government. So it was like partially owned by the state, and they had all these rules about noise at night. And
which locations are you talking about? Because I want to clarify this in my mind.
The original Rogers.
Okay,
the new
Rogers.
One is Gunstock.
Okay.
And so there was some outcry by the Free Staters, like, hey, we're trying to have our fun tent here with our beers and whatever else went on. And so people were pretty upset that the park was trying to crack down. And this year,
this was Rogers that was trying to crack down, or Gunstock?
Gunstock
was.
They were they were trying to crack down on the Free Staters having a good time at nighttime. And so basically, the Free State Project pulled their business from Gunstock and said, "Screw you! Even though you're a bigger park, we're going to go, and you're more centrally located. We're going to go up north." So this next Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be happening essentially in the northern part of the state.
Huh.
It's going to be a bit of a drive, but you get to see a lot of scenery.
Right.
And when you get there, everybody's going to be located centrally together, because at Gunstock, all of the activists were kind of spread out throughout
Gunstock
the whole campground.
Yeah, Gunstock was, I mean, I've been to the Gunstock one. I had not been to the Rogers one, and I will say this about the Gunstock one. There was too much wandering.
Yes.
It didn't make a lot of sense.
If you were over here, you didn't know what was going on over there, and people were split up, and they weren't all able to get together.
It was still fun with the sports and the outdoor.
Sure, yeah, it was fine. It was a fine event. But it's going to be better now, because people will be all together at the Rogers one. If you want to get more information on that, you can go to freestateproject.org. It's a great opportunity to come up here to New Hampshire and meet these great people. More coming up here. One segment remains. Enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live from the Liberty Forum.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want, even these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Mark has decided to take a leave here and enjoy the festivities. People are pouring out of the keynote speech. Richard Heller has been speaking apparently quite lengthily, and people are wrapped up in that. A lot of people are I guess it's probably wrapping up now because people are starting to spill out into the hallways. The after-hours parties, I imagine, are just beginning. And, of course, it was a lot of fun last night. I don't know where you ended up, Johnson.
Yeah.
But, wow, it was an amazing experience. And it just keeps getting better here as more liberty-loving people move to New Hampshire. And a lot of the people here are actually not, they have not yet moved, but they are considering a move. Many people are planning on moving, so... There are a variety of different folks here at different stages of the moving process. Some are just considering, some actually in the process of moving, some have been here for a while. And we're hoping that you're going to be one of those people. If you love freedom, if you like the idea of being free and you understand that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free in their lives as well. If that excites you and you've been hearing us talk about all this great activism going on here in New Hampshire over the years here on Free Talk Live, and you want to get involved, head over to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Free State Project. Get signed up and make a commitment to get here as soon as you possibly can. If as soon as you can means next week, great. If it means 5-10 years from now, whatever it takes, this is where it's happening. This is where the action is. I mean, Johnson, you and I, we lived down in Sarasota, Florida for a long time, and you were involved with whatever you would consider the liberty movement down there, you were involved. I mean,
my original commitment was just to, for the $20,000. I mean, that was my original commitment, was to just get involved and say, okay, if it hits $20,000, fine. But as time has gone on, I've just seen what's been happening and how many people are moving and the commitments that people are making, and it's just, it's incredible. So, absolutely, if you have the, you know, wherewithal and you get involved, then get up here as fast as you can.
Yep, these are the most dedicated activists in the Liberty Movement, period, and they're all coming here. In fact, it's resulting, I was talking with Mary Ruart about this last night, it's resulting in a brain drain. I mean, the best activists from around the country, in many cases from around the world, are coming here to New Hampshire. So what's that doing to the activism from in the places that they're coming from?
It's, what does it matter?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the way I see it. Right. That's the way I see it. I mean, when it's so diluted, it's not effective. So it's great that it's concentrating in New Hampshire.
Yeah, when it's diluted, it's like you're playing activist. Because you're not really getting anything significant done. You're just kind of going through the motions and nothing's really happening.
I was having a discussion earlier with someone who was not from the Liberty Forum, and another person who was from the Liberty Forum went and talked about the possible collapse of the economy and talking about how solid currency and money and gold and silver. And I was just describing New Hampshire as being like Galt's Gulch. So
it kind of is,
you know, and
I know there are some people that would like to recreate that here in New Hampshire.
Right. I mean, we're getting all these liberty-minded people here who are willing to try out these ideas. If things were to be really bad, this is the place to be, because it's going to be the solution.
Yep, and so head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about that and get involved. So we're here at the forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We've got a third microphone. Sometimes we open it up and people from the audience can come in, sit down. And we have Michael with us, who is here at the Liberty Forum this weekend. You're from Connecticut. Michael, what's on your mind today?
Ian, I think this is a fantastic event. This is the third year we've been at this event, and it's been really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to talk to your listeners about was my daughter, who's 17, is sponsoring a benefit concert in Hartford on March 21st. The benefit is for an organization called To Write Love on Her Arms.
What is that? Can you tell
it's
me
an organization that helps people, teenagers especially, with depression, addiction, self-harm, and people who try to commit suicide.
So like cutters and things like
that? Yeah, exactly. Those are the kind of people. And there are a lot of bands who are supporters of that organization. And so she is sponsoring this concert at the Webster Underground in Hartford on March 21st.
Great. Well, I mean, we've got a listening audience that's all over the place. Can we just talk more about the organization, since it sounds like it's an organization that is involved in more than just Hartford? Do they have a website? Do you happen to know what that is?
I don't know what that is. My daughter would
What's
know
the name
what
of the organization?
To Write Love on Her Arms.
And so they're looking at helping these, essentially intervening with these teenagers that are having emotional trouble and helping them get the assistance that they need. And I think it's a great example of how it is people that love freedom. I mean, presuming she's your daughter, she's here.
Absolutely.
So she must love freedom. So it's a great example of how it is that people that are liberty lovers are willing to get into their communities and get active and help people out. I mean, because one of the frequent critiques that libertarians get is that, well, you're just a bunch of you just love freedom, and all you care about is yourself, right? You've heard this time and time again, that all you care about is yourself, and it's just not true. And I think that's a perfect example of how it is that that liberty loving individuals are involved in their communities. They are reaching out there, and in her case, she's putting this she's working and putting this concert together, a benefit concert, and she's 17 years old. I mean, it's a fantastic
story.
That's right.
She had to start her own LLC in order to do it, and she went ahead. Someone had an idea about it. She took it, she ran with it. And now the benefit concert is going to be a reality.
Michael, I want to thank you for sitting in here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
Not a problem at all. 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, libertarians and voluntarists, they care about people. They just don't want to do it at a point of a gun.
Exactly. We want to have the choice. We want to be able to keep the money that we earn and decide for ourselves where it should end up, instead of having some big bureaucracy, some faceless government bureaucrat making those decisions for us. And if we decide we disagree and we want to withhold our money, threatening us with jail or something over that, I would like to be able to make those choices for myself. What's wrong with that?
Give your money to help this cause, or else.
Or else, exactly. Gary Franchi joining us now here on the third microphone on Free Talk Live. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. I mean, you're not somebody I know personally. That's the first time I've seen you at one of these events. Is this your first time in New Hampshire?
No, I was actually here last year.
Pull up that microphone right close to you if you possibly can. Well, I'm sorry I missed you last year, Gary. It's my understanding that you were actually close to Aaron Russo. Is that did you know Aaron really well?
Yes, I was. I worked with Aaron behind the scenes, putting streamlining the DVD sales on his website,
mm-hmm.
and then he tapped me to be his national director for his grassroots organization, which is called Restore the Republic.
Great. And unfortunately, Aaron passed away not too long ago after creating, certainly a swan song, a film, which was America, Freedom to Fascism. And that's where I started to really see your name pop up on the Liberty scene, was as you began promoting that movie. And I imagine you're still involved with Freedom to Fascism.
Oh, absolutely. And what we did was, you know, Aaron wanted a place where people could connect, network, and people who are impacted by his film that could go, they could meet other people,
mm-hmm.
and they can move forward and spread the message of his movie. So we put together a website for him called Restore the Republic. We have a .com and a .net, but the .net is so dynamic. It's like a Facebook for the Patriot movement. And right now we have 12,300 registered users on the site, and it's exploding at a rate that we just can't control. I mean, that movie is so powerful, even years later,
mm-hmm.
that we have anywhere from 60 to 250 people signing up on our email list every single day.
And one of the things I like about that movie is you can see it free online. If you go and you look for it, Freedom to Fascism, it's available on Google Video, and that's something that Aaron wanted. He wanted people to be able to see the movie so they could get the information. And it's something I have a lot of respect for. We've had Aaron on the show. We had him on the show in the past. And I like it when people in this movement that have great things to share do it up front. Instead of charging money and saying, hey, I've got this nice video, you want to watch it, but I'm not going to let you see any more than 3 minutes of it, they throw it out there, they put it out there, and they say, spread this around, let people see this, and then on the back end, if you thought it was valuable, send us some money. I mean, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We put this show out there, and people voluntarily choose to send us money because it's valuable to them. And he created some real value with Freedom to Fascism. Now, just to get into an issue here in our remaining moments, you said Restore the Republic. So how do you feel about secession?
Oh, I'm for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, restoring the Republic sounds like you want to, like, recreate the federal government. If you could choose between restoring the Republic and tomorrow hitting a button and splitting off the federal government into all 50 states again, what would you choose, Gary?
The federal government needs to be checked, bottom line. And if the states have to do it by secession, then so be it.
Great. Well, that's good to know, because I at one time was in the mode of restoring the Republic, and at this point I've just rejected the whole idea of the federal government. I mean, I reject the idea of government, period, but I'd rather have to deal with two governments than three. I mean, we've got the feds, the locals, and the stateies. Let me deal with two gangs of thugs rather than three. So I know that there are a lot of free staters that are into the idea of secession. It's not a secessionist movement, but nonetheless, there's some great people here, and it's good to have you on the show here, Gary, and thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me here.
Unfortunately, all fresh out of time here tonight. It has been Free Talk Live, broadcasting live from the 2009 Liberty Forum. The festivities continue on all the way through tomorrow afternoon. Come on out here to Nashua, New Hampshire, Crown Plaza Hotel, and get a one-day pass. Come out tomorrow night. And thank you to everybody for coming out here to the Liberty Forum. We will continue our show on Monday night, as we always do. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. This has been Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoes.